The Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of Bunk Collective.
Anong nangyari sa announcement ng you were there in Araneta?
Ayan na, Alexa.
Alexa. anong lumitaw ba si Steve Harvey? Anong nangyari?
Actually, lahat kami, we were all confused. Although some pictures, as we speak, medyo may mga lumitaw na.
Videos.
And videos na lumitaw. Na mga pueba. But that's haka-haka right now kasi so we cannot really say. Uh-oh. But one thing is for sure, we all know that Gabby Bashano was going to get a crown. Nasa envelope supposedly na hawak ni Catriona at ano, and Nicole. So they really double-checking. That's why antagal nung, ano, nung suspense. So kahit
3 minutes.
It was a real 3 minutes. Parang kami, what's going on? Kasi, is there something wrong?
Kasi, Jeff, Alex, alam naman natin that this year's edition, hashtag Bardagulan.
Uniquely Pinoy. Unapologetically queer. The Balut Kiki Project.
It's another project, and welcome to the Balut Kiki Project. Ako po si Jeff, your resident cisgendered queerdo on the project, who's not quite butch, but not quite bitch, saying we are still uniquely Pinoy and we are still unapologetically queer. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, thank you. This is a podcast that just hopes to normalize difficult conversations deemed taboo in Pinoy culture, gaya po ng mental health, sex and human sexuality, and non-traditional gender identities and relationships. At dahil we are an LGBTQIA2+ podcast, we also feature queer stories and our queer interests. So if this is your first time na tuning into the podcast, maraming salamat po and welcome for tuning in. Kung dati na kayong Bessie, kumusta na po and we missed you. Nagbabalik kami after our season break. This is our second season. Kung nakasama na namin kayo dati sa project na to, malamang kilala nyo na ang dalawang kasama ko. Kasi naman pag sinabing queer interests, di ba, syempre magpapahuli ba ang mga Pinoy queers pagdating sa beauty pageants? And to help me welcome our second season, here are our two Suki pageant experts / besties na tutulungan tayo to break down what happened in the recently concluded Binibining Pilipinas 2022. First off, here's our bessie from Corona, Filipina. Here's CJ. Say hi, CJ.
Hi, besties. Good day. This is CJ of Corona, Filipina.
And we are joined also by ang prinsesa ng The Crown Philippines, ang bessie natin na si Miss Alexa Villano. Hi, Alexa. Say hi.
Hello. Hello, Jeff. It's good to be back. It's good to be back on the show.
Nice to have you back. Kumusta na? May mga tulog na ba kayo? Ano yung balita kung sino yung 2 hours lang ang tulog dyan?
Ako si Alexa, 2 hours ako yun, lang.
Ako lang, ako yon. But there's a reason for that kasi naghabol po tayo ng mga kailangan kausapin to interview naman, ho. So, yun.
And incidentally, best CJ ay Team Bahay, Team Araneta.
Team Bahay by choice.
Yes, kasi may ticket ka na best, di ba?
Because nanaig po ang pagiging senior citizen ng inyong lingkod.
Hindi naman. Mahirap lang talagang mag-commute ngayon sa ano, sa
Mahirap
Metro Manila.
Mahirap lang mag-commute sa Metro Manila, you know. And Alexa knows it.
And si Alexa naman, si Best Alexa is Team Araneta, right?
Yes, I was there. I was able to watch the show actually.
Kumusta ang Araneta kagabi?
You know, because it's been a while since I stepped inside Araneta. No, the last was in 2019.
Oh my God, oo nga pala, no.
Covering the same thing. It felt weird because syempre pa it's been almost 3 years na nothing was really happening per se in Araneta. And then all of a sudden, when you step inside Araneta, it's not just nostalgic. You were feeling again the energy. Kasi last year's competition, mas limited lang yung mga tao, but this was the first time talaga na madami ulit na tao. Na
madami ba? Napuno ba?
Hindi mo naman napuno. Pero it was good, it was enough to at least say na talagang we're back Araneta, we're back inside Araneta, the Smart Araneta Coliseum. Makikita mo yun eh, they were ready. Kaya nga, that's what I was saying, that was
Tsaka Alexa, di ba may ano, may mga nakita ko sa parang social media ng Araneta City, may banda pa.
Oh, may banda sa labas, sa may red gate.
Sa labas. Sa labas.
Yes, courtesy of Binibini Pilipinas.
Araneta.
Ah, okay.
Yes, akala ko may
candidate na may pabanda.
No, may banda like, siya.
It was
parang
really
fiesta
a
sa Araneta kagapon.
Oh, it was really like, ano, it was really like that they were bringing back all the energy that was missing last year. Kasi there was limited capacity last year.
May signal jammer ba ulit?
Yes, there was a signal
jammer.
Yes,
as usual, may signal jammer ang Araneta.
That's not new.
Araneta.
Okay.
That's not new.
So dahil dito sa ganitong energy, tas kayo, you've been following, talagang may insider info kayo sa pageantry, is Binibining Pilipinas still the ultimate pageant in the Philippines?
Ako, oo.
Yes, ako. Yes.
Sila pa rin.
Yes.
Sila pa rin because, ano, Jeff, I think it helps now that they realize they need to go with the times. I will be frank in saying this, na in the beginning, parang ang bagal. As in, they were so slow. It took them several years to realize the power of technology. They realized that it's a world, ano na eh, Binibining Pilipinas is a worldwide event na because marami na rin international fans na nag-aabang sa kanila. That's
correct.
Number one. Mm. And number to ano kasi back then alam naman natin the Execom members are still very old school but last year there's new blood and this new blood is injecting the freshness that you know for the longest time fans have been craving on.
Sige,
kung mapapansin nyo, parang tinanggal na ng Binibining Pilipinas yung conservative side. May mga side na parang, uy, sexy yung mga outfit ni ano, ganito, ni candidate ganito. Pasado ba to sa ano sa mga madam? Pero yes,
kasi yung mga nakaupo nga sa Execom, 'di ba, sila Conchitina Bernardo, medyo yan yung mga sinaunang mga Binibining Pilipinas na binibini talaga, 'di ba, na 'di ba yung mga aaral sa parang ano ba yung mga Genoveva Matute finishing school.
Oo, mga ganoon.
Diba? Totoo naman eh. Tarilagan, 'di ba yung mga ganyan? So anyway, so we'll start na dissecting the pageant, no? Magdi-disclaimer lang ako. Ako po ay isang meron lamang. Actually, talagang hindi naman talaga ako mahilig sa mga pageants, pero I have an opinion, 'di ba? So ang tatanungin talaga natin dito ay ang haka-haka at ang sapintahan nila CJ at nila Alexa bilang mga pageant experts natin, pundits natin, ha. So huwag kayong magagalit sa mga beses na nakikinig, huwag kayong magagalit sa mga sasabihin ko if I have a opinion. Respect my opinion. All right. So let's go. So ano yung tingin niyo sa opening number?
Nagwawala ang mga fans ng SB19.
Talaga?
And at the same time, yung mga ano din, mga pageant fans din na talagang energized na.
They were really energized.
Oh, ayan. Kasi, Jeff, Alex, alam naman natin that this year's edition, hashtag Bardagulan.
Mabilis yung pacing, di ba? Kasi after the opening number, there were a few special awards.
Nag-announce lang
sa
some awards. Mm. Then, top 12.
Masakit yung top 12. Why is that? Binalito ko, babalikan natin yung term na bardagulan. It could be anybody talaga.
Yeah.
We really wish that, you know, that Binibini Pilipinas could have done the top 15, top 20. But kasi if you've noticed, this is in line with following the same format as Miss International, which is now the highest crown.
Hindi ako as bilang hindi naman pageant fan, ano, nakikimiron lang, ano, gusto ko yon, parang cutthroat. Wag na tayong pwede namang mag top 25 para maraming masabing Miss Semifinals, pero ang ganda, no, kasi dati naman Miss Universe kasi talaga yung standard, di ba dati sa Miss Universe pagkatapos ng 89 candidates from all over the world, top 10 top lang sila agad. So, ang ganda nung top 12. So, sige, sabi niyo masakit. Sino yung pinakamasakit na hindi sumama sa top 12?
Ako muna, Alexa.
Go!
Rochelle Leman is the... sinasabi ng mga fans is the El Tocuyo, Miss El Tocuyo.
I saw
and
that.
Also, masakit din na wala si Cyril Payumo. Cyril Payumo is our Miss...
Miss Tourism International.
Miss Tourism International. Parang same sila ni Larian Bautista. Then, madami. There's also CJ Opiazza na talagang nagpasabog nung press presentation. And also yung mga repeaters like si Josh Dimakulangan, wala. So, parang nasad talaga ako na wala sila.
Like CJ, I was personally surprised that Graciela Liman didn't make it and Josh Dimakulangan didn't make it.
So, pareho kayo si Graciela.
Because Jeff, last year they made it to the top 13.
Yeah.
Yun nga. So medyo nagulit kami doon na Jeff, ito yung to quote what Catriona and Nicole said last night, actually this batch was one of the most toughest and most high caliber.
Totoo ba yan? Kasi I don't we hear that every year, pero totoo talaga yan. You actually
first totoo to Jeff kasi okay. Kung as a pageant fan, kung fan ka talaga, lahat ng kontesera ang kilala mo nasa Binibining Pilipinas this year.
Interesting.
Like si Aipel Rosalita. Si Aipel Rosalita is kabatchmate ni Sharipa and ni Pauline Ameling sa Mutya ng Pilipinas. But and still, hindi siya nakapasok.
There were the likes, of course, of sila Jessica Rose McEwen and...
From Miss Earth.
Sa Miss Earth, madami.
Natasha Jung from Miss World Philippines.
Adami
and there's
talaga.
Kia Moreno from Miss Universe Philippines. Jane Darren Hinobisa from Binibining Pilipinas 2019 batch.
Oo. So madami talaga, Jeff.
And I remember both of you saying din na cutthroat. Ang term nga na ginamit niya, I still remember distinctly, was bloodbath. Na mas cutthroat ang
naman.
Local Binibini kesa sa international. Mas mahirap.
It has always been that in the last few years. Even if you talk to the national winners themselves, Jeff, sila na ang magsasabi sa'yo that the national competition is so cutthroat that when they go to their respective international assignments, carry bells na sila doon.
Who were your standouts as swimsuit?
For me, the standouts is Hurley Nicole Budol.
Oh,
Hurley
my
Nicole Budol.
God.
And siguro, Anne De Mesa is also good. And Chelsea Fernandez. Naganda din ako sa swimsuit.
What about you, Alexa?
You, Alexa.
Karen and Roberta Tamondong did well. Mm. And so did Chelsea Fernandez. So medyo when they gave it to Gabby,
so
actually,
let's talk about
medyo
that.
Na-surprise ako because she had a good, she actually did pretty well.
Everybody did well.
Yun nga, I would have thought that the best in swimsuit could have gone to somebody else.
Kanina may bibigay yung best in swimsuit, Alexa, if it were up to you. And again, this is our opinion.
Probably giving it to Chelsea Fernandez.
Ikaw, CJ?
Hurley Nicole Budol.
Same. I would have given it to Hurley as well. I'm not a pundit. I'm not an expert. Sa akin lang, she was the most beautifully proportioned para sa akin. Everybody looked ravishing, like Rebecca Tamundong, I remember her, Chelsea as well, Karen as well, I remember. They were all pretty, even Gabby. Pero ang nagandahan ako sa performance ni Harleen. So, evening gown. It was Gabby Basiano who won the best in evening gown.
Yeah, who won
gown.
The best in national, the best in evening gown. Yes, agree naman ako sa naging resulta. However, parang sa akin kasi, ang best in long gown is Chelsea Fernandez.
Chelsea yung may white sa dulo, no?
Yeah, yung may white.
She was also mine. Oh my God, CJ!
Yeah, with red lipstick.
Oh actually, God, yeah. Ang nagustuhan ko kasi kay Gabby, when I saw it, nakwento to kanina, nakwento rin yung story behind that gown. Kasi syempre yung Perla gown last year was a revelation eh.
Yung may hoodie.
Iconic na yun.
May hoodie.
Between, the one with the hoodie. Actually, between with the one with the hoodie and the Raya, kasi it's called the Raya gown, I still preferred the Perla. But I understood why she became best in evening gown kasi it's the drama that she did eh. The drama and the walk that she did during that
evening. She walks really elegant. Would you have liked the gown without the salakot or whatever you call it, the hat, the headpiece?
The salakot.
ako personally...
That was the drama that she had.
Yeah, it would have been a regular gown. It worked with a salahon.
But it was really different. And, kasi karamihan sa mga gown, parang magkakapareho na sila na, alam mo yon, di ba, iisa na
yung cut. Generic gowns. Pero yun nga, siguro kaya na iba yung sa kanya. Kasi, yung kay Gabi kasi is not the first time na may gumawa ng ganon. Back in 20 years ago, it was ganon din yung ano gown and look ni Jela Glavovic of Bosnia and Herzegovina in Miss Earth.
Ayan
however,
na.
na-dethrone siya.
Ayan
sa Miss Earth.
Maganda
yun. Ganun, may salakot din siya.
Maganda kasi kakaiba nga. And Gabby was very, very legal. Ang di ko lang nagustuhan dun sa headpiece niya, sa hat, is the yung ilalim ng hat, it was giving me kabaong vibes na alam mo
yun. Pero ako din naman, parang siguro dapat si Gabby, parang dapat nung kalagitnaan ng ano niya.
Tinanggal na niya.
Itinanggal niya yung parang mas may drama.
Oh, correct.
And at the same time, siguro, mas maganda pag, di ba, nung pag tinanggal niya yung ano, yung salakot, biglang babagsak yung hair niya, mas madrama.
Naging, hindi tayo nanon ng drag race.
Ang daming mga kabaklaan.
What was your favorite part of the whole production?
Evening gown and Q&A.
Ako personally, Q&A. That's always been the game changer. It's Q&A.
Game changer. Do you think nag-matter ba yung Q&A? Kasi ito personal opinion ko din naman. May pumalpak sa Q&A na did really well eh. Eventually, at the end eh. O nakapili na ba sila? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Ah, okay.
Who do you think did best in the Q&A? Donny Pangilina. Oh. Sorry. Ang cute niya. Nagulat ako. Hindi ko siya kilala. Sabi ko, ang cute naman ito.
Natawa. Natawa ako doon. No, personally, who did well in the Q&A? Oh, that's a very tough one. I would rather go to one who had one of the toughest questions.
Whose was the toughest question?
Madami sila, but one of those who had the toughest questions, I personally believe was Gabby. Bashano. Why? It was like two questions in one. And remember, you only had 30 seconds to
30 seconds
answer. 30 seconds to answer the question. And the other question actually that I found rather tough because it was a polarizing question was about the my body, my choice.
Yun ang sa akin ang pinakamahirap. Kasi it's incendiary, very controversial, and you had to pick a choice, and I thought hers was the best answer. I mean,
actually, the one, Yana, who answered that actually had one of the best answers. Ito dito ulit kasi Jeff papasok yung sinabi ko na some these current issues, these interface questions, interface topics in a country like obviously the Philippines, na abortion is illegal. How will you be able to answer that? And she took us.
Yung pagkaka-phrase niya ng question niya, natumbok niya agad in 30 seconds. I mean, within yung second phrase ng statement niya, talagang swak na agad eh. Hindi na siya nagpaikot-ikot. Alam mo yung gano'n?
To be honest, Jeff, Alexa, naghahanap ako ng Cindy o Benita moment kagabi. Parang lahat ng girls, nakasagot naman, pero... Ala yung talagang microphone buffet extravaganza sa na sinasabi ng mga fans na parang talagang kuda kong kuda, bula kong bula. However, siguro ang magandang sagot sa akin is si Stacey Gabriel, yung historian versus Marites.
Yeah, that was one of the best for me. Also.
Best answer.
What was
and
one of the
also,
best?
I would like to comment Anne de Mesa for answer. Also.
Yeah.
Then, si Gabby Bashan, maganda din ang answer.
Ganda din yung sagot niya.
Nicole Borromeo is short but sweet.
I liked her answer as well. Yeah. Hindi siya pageant party yung sagot. Ano?
Yeah, hindi siya pageant party.
Natural. Actually, yan yung mga tanong para pag-interview sa job na ano ka ba, mayabang ka ba o sasabihin mo ba na trick ka lang? Yung mga ganun eh.
Actually, Jeff, this is siguro we can always say naman, but that the so-called easiest questions are always the hardest to answer.
Yeah.
It's always been like that. That's why I was, when we were doing some of the getting to know you questions for the girls, no, yung mga personality-based questions, we always feel na kailangan niyo ipakita yung personality niyo. Kasi this is something na parang lately napapansin namin nawawala sa mga girls. So they become too tense. Mm-hmm. In fact, I told this to CJ before. Now, when I did an interview with some of the girls during an event, I was only asking them about their families, Jeff.
Tapos then, na, biglang, ano na.
Parang, I guess they weren't, they, parang kasi, I call it the beast mode, na parang ready sila for current events. What if you get asked about your
what
family?
Makes you blush?
Or what makes you blush? Or what?
Ay, nako, Jeff, alam mo yung si Alexa, may reputation yan sa mga pageant girls na talagang terror, gano'n, nakakatakot magtanong. So, pag sinabi mo na Alexa Villano, ay, manginginig na yung mga girls. Even ako, pag kontesera ako, ay, Alexa,
hindi,
ano,
di ba?
Out.
Kung ako naman sasabihin ko, practicein mo ako para mahanda ako, di ba? Yung mga ganyan.
Out, Alexa. Char. Napin,
hindi, tsaka parang board exam yan, best CJ, di ba? Na sagutan mo na yung mahirap na tanong kasi baka mamaya, ito, hindi mo alam, baka lumabas yan sa actual board exam.
Oo, sa actual diba? Exam. Yeah.
Baka mamaya itanong yan ng actual judge. Di, nasagot mo na, napaghandaan mo. Yeah. I would just want to talk about Harleen sa Q&A.
Oh,
ito sa akin ha, I was prepared not to like her. Kasi hindi ko siya kilala, nasa ibang bansa naman ako. And she would be mag-a-appear lang yan siya sa feed ko na parang sino ba to? Tapos syempre sikat. But there's hindi ko din type yung beauty niya. But that's a personal preference. Pero alam mo, and I just say this, lalo na sa Q&A, I was just so happy for her. Kasi you could see that siya yung pinakatakot. Siya yung pinaka, yung gumaganyan talaga. At saka siya yung, ito yung naisip ko I wanted to say this. Parang siya yung pinsan mong hindi siya yung pinakamaganda sa reunion na pinsan. Tapos siya din yung pinsan mong hindi din honor student. Pero siya yung pinsan mong bibo. Tapos parang alam mo yung madami siyang kaibigan. And I think she went into this an underdog. And then the fact na parang nairaos niya yung sarili niya, although she didn't give the best answer, nagtagalog siya, minsan ang tinitignan nila yung composure mo, tama ba ako?
Yes, actually, they look at the composure. Yes. They look at the composure.
Yung poise.
Pero Jeff, the one of the reasons ako personally that I clapped also for Harleen last night, she was herself.
She was so authentic.
It was authentic
and relatable.
A lot of us in the media who are watching, we were really prepared na
magkakalat.
We were already ready. And the fact that CC Asuncion even offered to ask the question again in Filipino, ang laki and tulong yon.
Hindi, at saka nakita mo yung mukha niya eh. Handa na niyang sagutin, isasabak na niya yung sarili niya sa English eh. Tapos nung sinabing, do you want me to translate it in Filipino? Talagang makita mo na, ay please, kukulang lang sabihin niya, ay please po, pakitranslate po. Alam mo yung gano'n na parang napaka-genuine.
Ako, like it or hate the answer, napapalapak ako. Because ako, again, Harleen wasn't afraid to be who she was kasi yan yung nawawala lately with some of the candidates.
Nagiging parang ano na, parang robot.
Agent Patty,
yes.
Exactly.
And ako naman, Jeff, Alexa. Alexa knows this na parang I'm one of those na people na parang ba't pa sumali si Harleen? Ganyan. Naku, mahirapan lang siya. However, last night, nabago yung pananaw ko sa kanya. Na kuha niya yung respeto ko. And at the same time, nung sinagot niya yung question, she captured my heart. I even cried, Alexa, Jeff. Kasi natutuwa ako for
ako din. I didn't cry, but I was so happy for her.
My friends knows that. Na parang, oh my God, umiiyak ako for Harleen. Ganyan.
Ako, Harleen's story is an example of a transformation. Na she wasn't...
Yun yung tanong sa kanya, di ba?
She wasn't the most beautiful, attractive But she gave a different flavor to the Filipino audience. And of course, the Filipinos will always love an underdog story.
Underdog siya, super.
But this was an underdog who rose to the challenge. Mm-hmm. And she did it.
And saka, nakaka-inspire siya tignan. Kasi you could see, nung nandun siya sa mic, nung natawag siya sa 12, nung tinatanong siya, kinakabahan siya, tapos nung nakasagot siya, makita mo, nung tinatawag siya, every time na tinatawag yung pangalan niya sa special award, you could see in her face that her dreams were coming true in front of, alam mo, may taong parang was living her life na yung iba, hindi ko nakita kay Diana Maki. Alam mo yun na parang yung vulnerability na hinahanap mo sa tao, super nakita ko kay Harleen na parang she had nothing to lose, she had everything to gain.
Yeah. Yung sinasabi nga ni Alexa, sinasabi mo na parang yun yung nawawala sa mga girls natin lately. Mm. Yung authenticity and yun nga, parang masyado na kasing naging pageant party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, siguro yun yung negative side ng talagang mataas sa mga sinet na standard na nila Catriona,
correct, no?
Nila Pia, nila Kylie, na parang gusto ng mga ibang girls ngayon, ay dapat plakado. Yun yung nakakalimutan ng mga girls ngayon ng pagiging authentic. Which is yun naman yung pag si Alexa naman nag-guest sa mga girls or nakakausap niya yung mga girls na kapanood ko, lagi niyang reiterate yung authenticity.
Correct.
Pero kasi, yun nga, yun yung nawawala sa girls.
Alam mo yung parang gusto mong makita na kabahan ka naman ng konti. I don't know, I was just living for Harleen last night. By the way, besties, if you're enjoying our Kiki, make sure to click the follow, like, and subscribe button and leave us a rating and a review if you're listening to us Spotify or Apple Podcast. So let's continue. Let's talk about, ito medyo controversial and hindi ko alam kung gusto nyong pag-usapan. Let's talk about Roberta Tamundong's answer. I thought she completely missed the mark.
I will not defend that answer. I will not defend the Q&A because it was underwhelming. I personally thought that she was going to be simply a runner-up. The Q&A has always been the game changer. Regardless.
Can I just say something? Sisunutin ko lang, Alexa, na with your permission. Ano? Nung sinabi mong you didn't think that she was going to receive a title, I think neither did she. She was very confident. Nung in-announce yung pangalan niya, gulat na gulat siya eh. And I thought that was very, very authentic eh. Hindi niya inaasahan eh.
Yeah, I think personally in her head that she felt she didn't do well at all. But I think I know why she was chosen for that specific crown.
Sige nga, CJ, anong sapintahan mo dito?
Okay, Roberta is my Miss Grand Prix. Kasi to mapag-uusapan na natin, Alexa, ito na nga, touch na natin. So, in my opinion, Roberta is the safest choice for Miss Grand Philippines. Kasi yun yung mga beauty na gusto nila, what? Yung mga tall, ganyan. Talagang Josa levels, ganun.
Baba boom!
Baba boom! However, siguro ang kulang lang ni Roberta for me is yung demeanor. Demeanor na meron si Samantha Bernardo na parang sexy. Though yung nakikita ko naman yung parang yung passion ni Samantha Bernardo, andun nakikita ko kay Roberta. Pero yung demeanor na parang sexy na gusto ni Nawat. Okay, yun yung kailangang i-work ni Roberta. Sa social media, aasahan mo si Roberta. Kung to be honest, may napanood kasi ako interview na she's in for any crowd si Roberta.
Because us in the pageant industry, pageant media call her Roan. When we talk about kasi Roan, also going for Roan, as CJ mentioned, is her age. She's only 19 years old. So she's very youthful. Wow. She's only 19. She's very youthful. She's tall. She has the body. I mean, she has a team, not only Aces and Queens, but also Pro Media. She's also under the same management like Chelsea Fernandez. They're all being, they're all going through this training. The one thing siguro that I saw from Roan that she was a suitable candidate for Miss Grand International, yun na nga the youthful vibe, that which something I think Nawat is also looking for, that if you want to please Nawat, send your best girl. You have to send your best girl. And I asked this, is Roan, Roberta Tomondong, the best girl? Roan has the experience kasi we only really have 2 months before the pageant. Actually, 1.5 months. So they're saying
with Gabby and also Chelsea. Sabay-sabay kasi Jeff ang Miss Grand, Miss Globe, and Miss Intercontinental.
Roan competed before as Miss Eco Teen. Chelsea had a number of competitions, including she competed in Miss Philippines Earth. She did Miss Bikini. And of course,
Binibining quarantine pa, meron pang ganon.
Napanalunan din daw niya. Oh, I heard that.
Oh, and then you have somebody like Gabby, who has the first runner-up experience and also competed in another pageant before. Hence, there is a reason why these three were chosen for these specific crowns, because you really don't have much time to train anymore. So tweaks na lang ang kailangan gawin, and probably clothes and mga wardrobe.
Tsaka yun nga, recent pa din, i-add ko lang sa sinabi ni Alexa, recent pa din kasi yung win ni Roberta as Miss Eco Teen. And parang, diba Alexa, parang in-appoint lang siya nung lumaban siya sa Miss Eco Teen na ilang araw lang ata siya nag-prepare.
Yeah, I or think so.
Kulang isang buwan lang siya nag-prepare for the pageant, and yet nanalo siya. So parang yun.
Exactly.
Ito yung sa akin ha. I'm just gonna play the devil's advocate, no. First of all, I agree that this girl is one of the best in this batch. And I think that she deserves, kung ilalaban mo yung sinasabing best girl, I think this girl is one of them. She's pretty. She's pretty to look at. She's very intelligent. She's tall. She looks good in clothes and in a bikini. Pero in the pageant, she fumbled in the Q&A. Pinakamalayo yung sagot niya. Actually, di ba ang tanong sa kanya is missing essentials, and then she said a phone. And I think she knew that. Kaya nga parang nagulat siya. Parang she was prepared not to win. She got in her head. I think ang unang fumble niya dun sa question was nagkamali siya dun sa Gen X and Gen Z. Tama ba ako? And then after that, parang hindi niya na na-compose yung sarili niya sa utak niya. But physically, on the outside, she kept her composure. She remained very beautiful. So ito ngayon ang tanong ko sa inyo. Dati kasi, di ba, not like last year na may Cinderella story na even kayo, inamin nyo na hindi nyo nakita si Cindy o Benita na aalagwa sa Q&A. And then, ito si Roberta. So, regardless of her performance in the Q&A, kasi maganda din naman ang performance niya sa swimsuit. Isa din siya sa top sa tawag nito, sa long gown. Sa Q&A lang talaga siya sumabit. So, ibig sabihin ba, didn't matter what her answer was? Binibining Pilipinos are going to was going to choose her anyway?
May kasi tayo, Jeff, may mga prototype kasi na inaano ang mga binibining Pilipinas. So, may mga past queens din naman na judge, like si Ann Collis and si Atisa. Mm. And andun din si Precious Lara Kigaman. So, alam nila kung ano yung hinahanap ni Nawat. And at the same time kasi, last month, andito si Nawat, and parang nagkaroon siya ng meet and greet with the queens. So,
itong mga
baka
queens
sa
na
malamang, baka sa malamang si Nawat.
Kinalabit na.
Baka sa malamang ha, ito, parang ano ko lang to ha, theory hypothesis. Ko lang din. hypothetical theory, mga ganon. Baka nakapili na din si Nawat ng mga girls.
And she's deserving. I mean, she's very, and I think it's just a fluke. I think she's really intelligent. So, mabit lang talaga siya dun sa question na yun. Dun sa moment
actually,
na yun.
Actually, Eco team naman, maayos naman, maayos naman ang Q&A niya, di ba, Alexa?
Oh, maayos naman siya. I think ayos yun nga I think kasi this is where you kind of see the pressure. Kasi
exactly.
This is where the pen, this is why I always love the Q&A because you think that the pendulum was already swinging.
Swings
you,
a certain pero, way. Biglang.
But biglang nag, oops! Mukhang alanganin yung pag-swing. But, I mean, the girl is considered a veteran and she's only 19. Mm. And we're sending somebody like her who's very youthful for the first time in MGI, which, of course, no, Latinos, this pageant is very polarizing for many Filipinos. But at the end, who knows? No, this could give us a chance again in the top five. Mm. In top five. And who knows, probably get that, I mean, naman natin, that's, we also want to get that crown to get this done and over with.
Yun na lang yung elusive eh, di ba?
Regardless of what you feel about the Miss Grand International, you just want to get that crown and get it over with.
Hanggang kailan ang kontrata ng BPCI sa Miss Grand? Alam nyo ba?
they're already given, and this, and a lot of our friends in the media can confirm this, that they're given 18 months. So it's really 1 year.
Okay.
Sometimes 1 year. I think minsan ina-extend pa yung kontrata. Like si Hannah Arnold is, because she will be competing in December pa. So for those who are probably wondering, Hannah will compete for this year's edition for the 60th Miss International. Nicole Borromeo, who won, will compete in 2023 kasi nga na-postpone ang pageant na to twice.
Anong nangyari sa announcement ng you were there in Araneta?
Ayan na, Alexa.
Alexa. lumitaw ba si Steve Harvey? Anong nangyari?
Actually, lahat kami, we were all confused. For the tense moment, was there something really wrong? I cannot confirm what really happened. Although some pictures, as we speak, medyo may mga lumitaw na.
Videos.
And videos na lumitaw. Na mga pweba. But that's haka-haka right now. Kasi so we cannot really say. Uh-oh. But one thing is for sure, we all know that Gabby Basciano was going to get a crown that night.
Uh-oh.
Because, saka, pero ano nangyari dun? Ano nangyari, Alexa, dun sa, kasi wala kami dun eh. Anong nangyari
well,
dun sa...
Ang nangyari, some of the floor managers or the floor directors, parang medyo nagkakagulo sila because supposedly, baka yung mga nakita nilang listahan nila hindi nagtugma doon sa... nasa envelope supposedly na hawak ni Catriona at ano and Nicole, so they really double checking. That's why ang tagal nung ano nung suspense. So kahit
3 minutes,
it was a real 3 minutes. So parang kami, what's going on? Kasi is there something wrong? Nagka problema ba? Kasi ano na eh, na-crown na si Gabby Basciano. No?
International na lang yung
international.
International. They didn't really answer the question. To answer your question, Jeff, I really don't know. And I don't know if we will find out the answer soon.
Kasi, pero what was the feeling dun sa Araneta? Kasi kung sa TV, hindi ko alam, CJ, let me know kung ano yung feeling mo nung nangyayari yung 3 minutes na yun. Go ahead.
Nung nangyayari yung gap na yun, nagchat-chat na kami ng mga friends ko, ano na girl.
Ah, so alam mo na parang something was wrong.
Parang may something wrong. Parang may mali. Ganun
ako
yung
kasi, teka lang, ako kasi na walang
Barbie moment ba?
Oo, ako kasi na walang hindi naman mahilig sa beauty contest. Ang iniisip ko lang, sabi ko, gusto nilang bigyan ng close-up yung bawat queen na natitira. So binigyan nila ng close-up yung bawat queen na natitira. Biglang ang una na kinausap yung si Karen. Karen ang unang kinausap, tapos iniisa-isa nila. Tapos mamaya, umulit na uli kay Karen. Tapos mamaya, nakikita mo na si Gabby, yung mga winners, lumilingo na sila sa kanan nila. So ako, nung sa umpisa, watching on TV, hindi mo alam na may nangyayari. Akala ko, binibigyan lang sila ng moment para pa-suspense. Ikaw alam mo na na something was wrong.
Mystery pa din yung ano na yan. That's the mystery of the night. Until now, wala pang kasagutan kung ano talaga yung nangyari. Yes, may mga lumalabas na photos na... Hindi ko kasi pwedeng sabihin na enough evidence kasi
Wala eh. Conjecture tayo lahat eh. Haka-haka oo, tayo lahat
hindi,
eh.
Hindi mo kasi po pwedeng sabihin enough evidence yung mga lumalabas na photo. Pero the good thing is may photo na lumabas. Parang ano na lang yan. Ang binibini Pilipinas ng benefit of the doubt. And parang bigyan natin sila ng time para mag-explain kung ano talaga yung nangyari. Which is wala pa atang statement as of now, hindi ko pa na-check.
We were all puzzled why it was taking so long and what was the commotion about. Because I know there was likely a miscommunication between the floor directors
possible.
And managers.
Na yun lang yun, di ba? Na wala naman talaga.
Or you know, whatever is this pa suspense. All I'm just saying is, to be honest with you, Jeff, we just want it to be done because we were all tired, hungry, and we all just wanted to go home. And
sikat na yung araw. Pero it's possible, gaya nga na sinabi mo, Alexa, it's possible na it was just some people being confused about something tapos wala naman talagang nangyari.
It will remain a mystery for now. Now, if with this evidence that's supposedly coming out on social media, they will have to be the ones to explain what happened during that 3-minute tension moment. Yun.
Ang mga conspiracy theory na ngayon na there were two Nicoles, did they read the wrong Nicole? Kasi may video kong nakita din na parang ang dapat na grand winner, ang big winner, yun ang ginamit na words, big winner dapat is this particular girl. Nung tinignan ko naman, ni-review ko, pare-pareho naman yung prices nila. So sabi ko siguro kayo din makapagsabi na I think the big winner would be the greater title na yung mas well-known na title which is Miss International. Tama ba ako?
That's right.
So yun. So sabi ko, bakit naging big winner? Eh pare-pareho lang naman na napanalunan nila na price 500,000 worth of this and that. Tapos, 1 year this and that. And then pareho yung apat na may title. Apat ba? Apat.
Apat
na may title, pareho. Pareho yung apat na may title eh, na panalunan. So, tapos yung words na a big winner dapat ganito. Pero ako, I don't think something bad really happened. I don't know.
Running joke, it was just really for the suspense eh. Yung pa-twist nila.
Di ba ang Miss Grand ganon? May mga pa-twist, may mga pa-eme.
Oh, mga pa-twist. Oh,
yung Miss Grand naman, halata nating pa-eme. Ito hindi. Ang galing kung ito, sinadya nila. Ang galing. Talagang na-intriga tayo lang.
Anyway,
yung winners,
that's the mystery.
Yung winners, you all agree? Place. Oh. I know you have different predictions, pero in the end, based on the performance in the pageant, do you all agree with the winners?
CJ, you start on this one.
But ako, Alex, sa lahat ng mga ano ha, char. Yes. To be honest, happy naman ako sa mga winners. And they deserve it naman. However, siguro gusto ko lang sana liwanagin ng Binibining Pilipinas. Yung parang
kaganapan.
Issue ngayon na talagang ito nga ang init-init ng ano ko, ng timeline ko na parang yung mga supporters ni Gabby Basciano is airing something, ganyan. Ano, linawi na ng Binibini Pilipinas. Kasi parang kawawa din naman si Nicole Borromeo if mababash siya. Kasi kung sakali man na
mapagbibintangan na nanalo ka lang dahil may nagkamali.
O nanalo ka lang kasi nagkamali or baka sabihin nila niluto for you. And at the same time, unfair din naman kay Gabby Basciano kasi she worked hard for it.
Sa kanila
and,
lahat?
They all worked hard for this.
Yeah, they worked hard for it na oo. To be
honest. They all worked hard for this. For me personally, Nicole was my alternate for Miss International Philippines kasi she has a very pretty face talaga. And you know,
prototype
the first
niya kasi yun.
Yeah, the first time that I met her up close, she was really beautiful. But well, some people would say, oh, she has a common pretty face. But when mama mesmerized ka eh,
parang maganda si Nicole.
People will say na common pretty face. Pero nung nakita ko siya, mesmerized ako sa kanya. Ang ganda niya, ang angelic niya looking.
Yeah,
parang ang gaan ng feeling mo sa kanya. And Jeff, the girl can talk. Kuda era din si girl. May personality siya. I was fortunate to talk with a couple of minutes with Nicole's mom, si Miss Joanne, last night. Actually, na-ambush interview ko siya. Medyo nahiya pa nga siya na ma-interview. But I asked her, how will now that your daughter is a title holder, how will this change her? At ang sagot lang sa akin ng mommy niya, I don't think it will change her. I think she will still be the Nicole that we know. She's na very level-headed. She used the term level-headed. So in other words, may mga bagay na hindi pa tayo, na marami pang ibubuga si Nicole Borromeo, and she has 1 year to train because nga, as I said, Hannah will be competing in the 2022 edition. Siya ang ilalaban sa 2023 edition.
She has more than 1 year to
prepare. Saka yun, same with Alexa, na-meet ko na din si Nicole during MUPH.
Ah, okay.
Grabe, as inapaano lang ako. Nanood kasi sila.
Ah,
ayun,
okay.
Oh my God, sabi kong ganun. Oh my God, syempre, ang ganda ni Nicole Borromeo. Talagang yung mata ko talagang nasa kanya lang. Ang ganda niya, napaka-angelic. And at the same time, talagang iba yung dating ni girl in person. Mm-hmm. Tsaka yun nga, parang sabi nga din ng mga friends ko na sa Cebu, nakakakuda talaga sa Nicole.
Tsaka nakita naman dito sa natural yung pagsagot niya dun
natural, sa... Natural yung sagot niya. Hmm. However, yun nga, siya talaga, di ba, sa topics ko sila ni Roberta, yung ano ko, Miss Grand and Miss International ko. Pero yun nga, gaya ng sabi ko kanina, sana gumawa na ng statement. Hindi ko lang pinapressure ang
si Madam Stella.
si Madam Stella or si Madam Precious Lara. Pero ayun, hindi ko naman sila pinapressure. It's just that para lang
matapos
kumalma na yung mga fans. Kumalma na yung mga fans para lang sa ikakapanatag ng lahat, 'di ba? Kahit sila Kat, baka nga matanong na din sila Katriona niya sa si Nicole.
One of ano talaga nangyari?
Oo, kung ano talaga yung nangyari.
Si tinanong ni
baka nga pati si Darna, si Jane De Leon, si George Lagarde.
Oo, oh, yung mga judges, tama. Sayang nga hindi nila inano si Vicky Bello na judge. Kasi di ba si Vicky Bello, pagkatapos nung pageant, may patsa agad na. di ba may patsa agad na ano yung sinabi niya na may nag-violate ng makeup rules, di ba? Nung anong contest na yung ginudge niya. Naalala mo yun. Kanino ka pinaka-excited na pageant, international pageant sa...
Of course, Hannah, syempre. Ang tagal ko nang inaantay si Hannah. Pero yun nga, sabay-sabay kasi ang Miss Grand, like what I've said kanina, sabay-sabay ang Miss Grand, Miss Globe, and Miss Intercontinental. So,
anong buwan?
Ayun, pagodan na naman. Oo, this October.
October, okay.
Sunod-sunod, parang every week ata may coronation na eh.
So, kita-kita sulit tayo sa October.
Pwede, oo, yes.
Let me know. What about you, Alexa? Kanino ka pinaka-excited?
Well, but I'm actually also looking very forward also to seeing Miss Globe and Miss Intercontinental because we're gunning for a back-to-back. I personally feel that the reason why Gabby Basciano, Chelsea Fernandez, and Ro Antamundong were put in these respective assignments is because they've already been through the pressure of being a candidate in other pageants. So this time, alam na nila eh. It's just the tweaking part.
And syempre, also, I think may pressure din. Excited din akong makita si Roberta. Kasi elusive sa atin yung Miss Grande and hindi nag-place
exactly
the last time si Samantha.
Exactly,
diba?
Yes.
Kaya
exactly
gusto nating bumaw eh.
Exactly.
To actually, Jeff, we're sending a good girl. Ako
yes
girl in Miss Grand.
Kaya nga, gusto ko din siya na, siya yung gusto ko din na, na ilaban dun eh. Lalo na nung nakita ko na siya yung parang pinipili ng mga pageant pages kagaya ng Crown na parang linuluto ng Corona Filipina for that particular time. Title kasi nga parang good fit siya.
Ngayon kasi parang kami ni Alexa parang okay, let's see. Ganun parang binabaan na namin yung expectation namin sa Miss Grant. Though we want to, parang gusto na namin manalo sana ang Philippines doon. But alam mo yun, hindi na lang
ayaw
kami
mag-expect
talaga nag-expect ngayon. Kasi nga, hindi natin alam yung weather ni Nawat.
Correct. Ni Uncle.
Ni Uncle.
I just want to ask you, a lot of people are very sad about Karen.
Si Karen ngayon is may post na sana parang please pray for my mental health. I feel so sad for her.
Oh, she
kasi
did.
Parang second time na niya eh. However, siguro ito yung time for Karen to reflect kung ano ba talaga yung gusto niya.
to add to what CJ, when I saw that post, my new Jeff, Karen Laurie Mendoza was my personal personal choice for Miss International Philippines because I felt it was her time. But sometimes kasi kailangan mo madapa ng maraming beses for you to realize what you really want in life eh. And yun nga, as what CJ said, this is an opportunity to reflect. And ako siguro wag mo na siya masyado magparamdam sa social media if she has to like wipe and to remove the social media for the time being, so be it that she goes back first to either Iloilo or Cebu with her mom and her boyfriend para lang for her to debrief from all of this. Do it. Kasi there was a lot of pressure also on Karen. All of the fan pages, all of us in the media were really heartbroken for her. Marami sa amin yung heartbroken. If hindi lang kay Graciela Liman, hindi lang kay Jasmine, hindi makulangan, we
sa
really
lahat,
felt,
no?
Sa lahat, we really felt heartbroken for, we really were heartbroken for Karen because we thought she would finally get it.
And it's a contest.
Kasi parang siya na yung ano siya kasi ang nakikita namin na parang Vicky Rushton, ganun yung nakikita namin eh. We thought siya yung talagang babawi for Vicky.
But siguro, Jeff, in a way, hindi rin ako dapat magulat because age came into a factor.
That was the factor.
Explain that, please.
No, Karen's 26, turning 27.
Ah, okay.
Now, uulitin ko po to, ang Miss Internationals, ang ceiling age ng Miss International is 28. Ang problema lang kasi rin, Jeff, CJ, and si CJ can also say this, and as again, kanina, sinabi ko na to kanina sa isang interview, wala akong nakilalang candidate or representative for Binibining Pilipinas International na malapit sa sagad.
Oh, sa ceiling age.
Sa ceiling age.
It's either mas bata or nasa ano.
Between 20 to 25.
25, yeah.
Yun. Age plays a crucial factor. Kaya ngayon yung nangyari kay Vicky Rushton eh.
Vicky Rushton.
Lalo na ngayon na napopospone, di ba?
Exactly. That's why...
exactly. Ayan pa.
That's the other thing. That's why... ang maganda kasi kay Hannah, she turned 26. So, pasok pa siya sa edad.
Oh, tapos yung siniling age kasi ng Miss International for this edition is 28. So, pasok pa si Hannah. However, for next year kasi, hindi pa nag-a-announce si Miss International ng ceiling age nila. Kasi nga, nakapokus pa sila sa pageant.
Kaya bata ang dapat napiliin natin.
Kaya dapat,
kasi,
dapat ang ilaban. Which is, you. Nicole Borromeo is just 23, 24, Alexa?
She's turning 24, yeah. That's what I...
Yeah, mga ganon. Dahil nag-deliberation sila, actually, that's the hardest deliberation, sabi nga ni Precious Lara. So, yun yung nakita siguro nila na factor. And at the same time, andun din si Atisa. And alam ni Atisa yung galawan sa Miss International. Just like what Kylie did last year to Hannah. Pinaglaban daw talaga niya si Hannah.
That's the same thing with Ann Collis. Ann Collis, being a former Miss Globe title holder, she knows what likely the organizers want. So you send somebody like Maureen Mondaine, why not continue the streak and sending a bombshell?
Another
Chelsea Fernandez.
And I think di ba sabi nga natin napaka-cutthroat ng beauty pageants and sometimes nagiging toxic. Also, I think this is a good reminder for everyone, fans, pageant fans, to be, especially Filipinos, no, to be kind on social media. Di ba si Chesley Christ ba yun? Chesley Chris, na former Miss USA, who died of suicide. So we have to be kind because these girls take these things seriously. Buhay nila to eh. Antagal nila tong pinaghandaan. So, alam mo yun, if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it at all kasi it can affect other people's mental health. All right, so we'd like to thank ang ating mga besties na isang tawag lang namin, isang pausok lang namin, smoke signals lang, talagang tumatakbo agad at sumasaklolo sa atin at pinapaunlakan ang ating imbitasyon. So, ano ba, beauty before age, age before beauty? Sino magsasabay ba kayo? Sino na, si Alexa na lang. Kasi si CJ, taga ano naman yan eh. Mas kalumaan natin si CJ. So, Alexa, invite everybody. Thank you, by the way, for coming over and joining us in this Kiki. Certified Bessie ka na, kaya hindi na kami mahihiya sa'yo. Invite everybody to your latest gigs. Saan ka ba namin makikita?
First of all, Jeff, thank you. No? And I really enjoy every time coming from a 2-hour sleep. And, you know, thank you very much. No? Thank you to the Balut Kiki Project for this. Anyway, please don't forget to subscribe. Follow The Crown Philippines on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube. And we're actually on Kumu, by the way. Please don't forget. Follow us, The Crown PH on Kumu, kasi nagla-live na rin po kami doon. And please don't forget to visit the website www.thecrown.com for more updates po. Marami po kami ilalabas this week. Hang on tight, everybody, because after the national pageants, we're gonna go straight to the international pageant.
And I'd like to take this opportunity also to say thank you to The Crown Philippines for loaning you to us. For loaning you to us always.
Oh, they don't mind. They don't mind talaga. So
thank you, Alexa. And also, Alexa, I'd just like to let you know na since this is our second season, so lalabas namin yung first episode ng second season namin kasabay nitong project na to. This is full circle for our Bessie CJ kasi nung unang first four projects ng Balut Kiki Project, his episode with us na kinover niya yung Grand International Pageant, yun yung episode 5 namin na nandun si CJ na our very first guest sa The Balut Kiki Project. So, CJ of Corona Filipina, take it away.
Thank you guys for having me again and again, Jeff. Thank you. So, ayun, follow me, follow nyo yung page ko, which is Corona Filipina on Instagram and Facebook and soon in Kumu.
Wow!
pag may confidence na. And also, ayun, papahinga lang siguro ng September, ng slide sa September, then eto na, ang October, bakbaka na naman ang mga bakla. Dahil, ay eto na ang Miss Grand, eto na ang Miss Globe, at eto na ang Miss Intercontinental. Plus, meron pang mga reyna Hispano-Americana, Miss World, ganyan.
Oo nga pala.
So, madami pa na yung aasahan.
Madami pa. And Jeff, as we speak right now, Alexa, nakausap ko yung mga trainers ni Miss Universe Philippines, Celeste Cortez, mag-start kasi na mag-training this month.
Kailan ang Miss
so,
Universe?
Magsisimula na mag-training ang ating pambato sa Miss Universe.
Wala pa eh.
Wala pang ina-announce.
But I think it's between November and December.
All right. So exciting din yan. So tentatively, we'll see each other tayong tatlo on October. Hopefully, bawas ng eye bags. Mas glowing ng skin. At nakatulog na kayo, hopefully. All right, besties, if you like this project and gusto nyo kaming i-follow, subscribe, and like, pwede nyo kaming bisitahin sa FB, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest. Hanapin nyo lang either Balut Kiki or The Balut Kiki Project. Nandyan kami. We're also available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Podchaser, where you can rate us and leave us a review. If you want to write to us, email us. Kung may mga kuro-kuro kayo sa pinagkukuda namin dito, you can email us at balutkiki@gmail.com. You can also go to our website. That's www.balutkiki.com. You can leave us a message there and even an audio message. And from here on, second season namin, we release every 2 weeks. And like this one, may bonus kami if we can come up with it. Pag medyo sinipag-sipag at merong dapat pagkikihan. So again, thank you very much, Alexa and CJ. Hindi pa rin makakatulog, no? Kasi media week ngayon eh, di ba? Tignan natin kung makakapagpahinga kasi baka mamaya biglang maglabas ang binibining Pilipinas ng statement, mabubulabog na naman tayo lang. Okay, say bye, sis, guys.
Nakakaloka, Jeff. Wag muna sila mag
patulugin muna kayo.
Utang na loob.
Bye!
Magkatrabaho pa kami ni Alexa.
Bye!
Bye-bye!
You have just been served. This has been the Balut Kiki Project. Uniquely Pinoy, unapologetically queer. We are now declaring this project complete.
And then, Jeff, I think just to answer earlier, no, kaya hindi rin talaga natin as mentioned, until magsalita ang BBP, kung if they will talk about it, it still remains a mystery kasi we can't really
pwedeng hindi sila, pwedeng hindi nila patulan to eh, di ba, na yun na
pwede,
yun.
Pwedeng patulan. Pero kasi...
Pero knowing Catrio, di ba Alexa, knowing Catrio na and Nicole, hindi naman yan papayag yan dalawa na yan na
hindi,
may
hindi,
nangyaring ano, may mangyayaring
shady
switching or parang ano, hindi papayag si Catrio na at Nicole.
Correct.
Oh naman, correct. I don't think they will let that because, I mean, they know what these girls have gone through for the past
few months. Yeah.
Thank you for clicking play. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the show.